Sick of all you sycophants, ignorance and miscreants, simpletons and little ants, trying to split their sentience. People peddle pestilence, land pipe on their settlements, and I don't think it was even food for it was excrement. Get your head in it. Second wind represent white shit, kid. I never stepped in it. I reckon it's older than
yo, what's up? Welcome to Tequila. This is the podcast where we take shots of tequila talking tech. I am your host, Daniel Regera, with me today. This is an exciting episode because I have two people that I haven't had before. From the Respawn Aim Fire podcast, I have Mr. Holden and Chad. What up?
Hello. Did I say hi, Chad?
Oh, sorry. hey, dude. You guys remember that show?
No.
From Nickelodeon? Like early 90s?
It was the I didn't watch show, Nickelodeon.
Cowboys.
I remember the Amanda Show.
Oh yeah,
I remember hey, that please. One.
Am I the oldest one here?
Amanda and all
they
that.
Had the like whoa, totally Kyle.
Yes, those stupid dancing lobsters.
yeah, having these gentlemen join me for the first time, it should be fun. We've already been talking a lot, but let's get shit started. I'm gonna have you guys say what you're drinking first, and then I'll say what I'm drinking.
All right, I am, since I am the non-alcoholic here.
There you go.
no, I'm going to admit it.
Daniel and I are apparently both alcoholics. Thanks, Chad. You just added us. How rude. Do you know how AA works, Chad? Thanks.
I'm a grown adult male who has acne, so I have a medication that I'm on right now that allows me. I'm drinking a very, very concentrated pre-workout drink. I've put a lot more pre-workout than you're supposed to put in this thing. So normally it's supposed to get you amped up for a workout. And I'm probably just going to have my heart stop beating in the middle of this instead. So
or like shit your pants.
Or shit my pants. Yeah, most often shit my pants right after
Do you
this.
Have like a toddler toilet ready like below you right now that we don't
no,
see?
No, this chair is a piece of shit. So.
Okay. Chad has like the Idiocracy chairs. You see Idiocracy. He's like the toilet chair he watches TV
Welcome
in.
You'll have a guy. Tattoo. So I'll be chugging more than a shot's worth, I guess, but I'll be chugging a bit of this every time.
It's an interesting choice. What's in it, just for so everyone knows?
So we've got, it's C4, not the explosive, but the brand is C4.
Oh, I was like, what?
It has a shit ton of caffeine in it. It has beta-alanine, which gets you like super jazzed. And
caffeine from coffee or just like raw fucking caffeine?
Just raw fucking caffeine. It's also got a little bit of creatine in it, which doesn't really do anything for this specific instance. And then it has battery acid tasting fruit punch in it. So,
ooh, yeah. It sounds like the workout equivalent of like the trash punch at the frat party. Like
that's exactly it. Yep.
Let me be clear: is it you drink it before a workout or drinking that is the workout? Because that sounds brutal.
The workout you drink for your intestines.
You just go, ah, I love coloring. Yeah. And you run around. That's it.
Your intestines are like, holy shit, dude.
True story. I literally almost shit within 2 minutes of drinking this every single time.
Man. Good luck.
I look forward to 10 minutes from now when you drink that. Look, very much looking forward to that. Though.
Button on this, so I might just dip out for a second.
There you go. We will call it out because we have the webcam going. And he's off. Okay, Holden, what do you got?
I am true to fashion for tequila, and I'm having whiskey this time.
What kind of whiskey?
So, not drinking tequila. I don't like tequila that much, actually. It never sits well with me. I'm doing whiskey. That's my drink. Maker's Mark is what I'm drinking.
Okay, Maker's is pretty good. Yeah. All right. I have this guy. I'll show you guys this because this is the best bang for buck tequila I have found.
It's a pretty bottle.
Olmeca Altos. It's the same one I've been on for the past few episodes. Yeah, if you haven't tried this tequila and you like tequila, get it because it is maybe like 23, 25-ish bucks, and it's like the best
not too bad.
Bang for buck. Yeah.
It's a pretty big bottle for that amount. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a 750 mil for like, 23, 25 bucks. Best bang for buck I've had in terms of quality and price. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck it. Let me pour this shit.
Do we start off with a shot?
Or I wish I was sponsored. Sponsor me, Olmeca Altos.
You got a sponsorship. Tequila on there you go.
Do it. Sponsor me. Give me all the – you don't even have to pay me. Just give me free tequila, and I'll mention your shit. Okay. Let me – fuck. I don't have my phone.
I have a timer. I can set a timer.
We Thank all you. Have a 100 timer. Hey, Siri, set a 10-minute timer.
Oh, shit. Let's take the shot now then. Fuck. Okay. 3, 2, 1, go. Boom.
Mm.
Okay, baby. I also have a beer as backup.
You ever get that feeling where, like, your lymph nodes just, like, shrivel up in the back of your neck?
Yeah.
No.
Just me? Mm-hmm. All right.
That's just you.
Great.
It sounds like you're not drinking toxic waste.
It's going to be a good episode, you guys.
We were talking about Pokemon Go before, and I was let's put this Pokemon topic first. I heard about this because I'm a nerd and I listen to the Pokemon podcast. It's super effective. Apparently,
is that the name of the podcast? That's the name of the podcast. Effective?
Yes,
that's a good name.
It's like the premier Pokemon podcast. They talk about like everything from like Pokemon Go to the anime to the games. It's dope. It's a good podcast if you are a huge Pokemon nerd like me. But they brought this up and I was like, the fuck? So apparently the Pokemon Let's Go battle animations, they just like dropped them on through Nintendo's, I guess, blog or whatever that they release. They do like press releases and stuff.
Yeah.
And people are pissed, even though we knew this, that the Let's Go games are using the 3DS engine and the animations are like basically the same. You know how it's like one of them is like, it's like two Tauroses and the Tauros just do like a little head thing.
Yep.
That's their attack. It's like their attack.
That's it.
Or like it's basically like the same shit we had in like Pokemon Stadium. And people are like, how, what the fuck? Like, how hasn't it been updated? And it's like, yo, cause that takes time and shit.
Yep. You got to make it look good on the Switch, man.
Yeah, so be happy we have HD. We have HD.
Like, I know, right? God, and we don't have like little anti-aliasing everywhere.
Right. So
also, this isn't the next generation game. The next game.
This isn't the 2019 game.
Exactly.
Yeah. So like that's gonna have the new animations, that kind of stuff.
I would imagine this is a 2019 game to make in between. It's gonna be a new engine because this is still using the engine from Sun and Moon.
Is it?
Yeah. I think they might have made some changes, like, and basically just ported it.
I mean, it looks better, but it does still look similar to Sun and Moon. Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, it does look better, though. How quick the turnaround was on this game to bring this out, because I'm sure they were just talking about Brit, like the 2019. I don't know if you saw the E3, Daniel, when they're like, we have a Pokemon game. And it's just like him drawing on a piece of paper.
It's like,
and then they're like, oh, hello. Shit.
Yeah, we decided to do this 5 minutes ago.
How easy must it have been, though, for them to just literally steal the assets from Pokemon Go and plug them into their game?
Oh, word.
Like, well, they've been making HD assets for a while now. I remember there were rumors of a Switch version of Pokemon coming out within the first year because there were all these leaks of like HD assets for Pokemon characters from the 3DS version. So the rumor was they were going to use those Pokemon Stars. They're going to have Pokemon Stars to be a third version of Sun and Moon, but on Switch.
That would have been dope. And I wish that came true. But
yeah.
Yeah. So everyone's saying, oh, these HD models are going to be for that, but I'm sure they're for Pokemon Go or something like that instead, because they're going to reuse those models for every single game, because why wouldn't they? They want to save money when possible.
Of course. But also, this game is somewhere between Nintendo pressuring Game Freak for a cash cow and actually like a prudent idea to get like the Pokemon Go fans and the casual fans back into the quote-unquote main games to have more sales for the quote-unquote core game in 2019, which is going to be Gen 8 apparently. But yeah, I don't know why people are upset about this, but people are upset about this. It's just the same animations from I don't know if they're the same animations from Go or Sun and Moon.
I mean, why wouldn't
they be? It doesn't matter where they came from, because it's one of those things where the fan base of Pokemon is so large that a small group of them got mad, and it seems like all of them are mad.
Yeah.
So it ultimately is like, doesn't really matter. All those people are still going to buy whatever Pokemon thing comes next.
Well, which is why they had to do the whole
sales are going to tank because of all this.
That's why they had to do the whole thing of like, we're working on a Switch Pokemon game. Chill out.
Yeah, chill out. Yeah.
Also, if they're pissed about that, they're also likely pissed about the catching of the Pokemon in general, where you throw it instead of actually battle them. In which case, this game's not even for you. So shut up.
Yeah, dude, I'm excited for everything about this game. Of course, I want like fucking like realistic bite animations instead of that stupid like animated
like just the
bite
teeth
in the air with the teeth. Yeah,
there's something charming about all that, though. I don't know if I want to see two like a Pikachu or whatever like wrestling.
No, I want to see a Gyarados bite the head off of an Eevee.
That would be amazing.
like crunch is just like Evie is crunched afterwards. It's not even like your Pokemon fainted. It's like your Pokemon is in the stomach of Gyarados right now.
Yeah, it's like these people are expecting like what? Like anime level animations? Like I'm confused as to what the fuck they're expecting.
But like JRPGs and generally Pokemon's loosely an RPG. It is an RPG, but it's kind of like lighter RPG.
Sure.
But they've all like from the GBA era when I was playing RPGs there, they all were cool because you had these kind of not cheap looking animations, but
kitschy.
Like they take over the whole screen. They're kind of, catchy is a good way of putting it. There's something like fun about it. Yeah. And I like seeing, I got this new move. What is it going to look like? Because I was curious how they represent that idea, that like that firestorm, whatever it was called, how they represent that. I don't want to actually see things play out like they really would have in front of me. I like that kind of dancing around it almost.
I will say, like, I hope that they, like, one thing that they definitely haven't done right is, like, when a Pokemon does fly, like in Pokemon Stadium, it just kind of, like, hovers there.
Yeah, you see the little, like, shadow.
Yeah, you see the shadow below, and then, like, if it's Pokemon Stadium style, which I think this might be, you'll see the Pokemon, like, on a second level above, but just kind of, like, flapping its wings or floating there, and, like, can you, like, make it circle or make it, I don't know, somewhat semi-realistic, or, like, sometimes... I don't know, like flamethrower might not be mapped properly and it's coming out of like its chest instead of its mouth or something. Like they can get that at least. Like at least do that and then it'll be fine. Like I'll be okay with that. But I don't know what these motherfuckers are expecting, like anime level like fights. I don't understand.
Idiots. Daniel, are you a Let's Go Pikachu or a Let's Go Eevee fan?
I pre-ordered Eevee.
Oh, you're the first person.
I met an Eevee person last weekend. I don't get it. Can I ask? And I'm going to ask this. It's not condescending, but why? Why Eevee over Pikachu?
Because
it seems so obvious to get Pikachu to me.
I prefer like all the evolutions over Raichu. Okay. But also, apparently, like you can't evolve your starter in this, and I didn't know that until I pre-ordered.
Oh.
You can't evolve your starter?
Apparently.
That's the whole point of Eevee.
I know.
Because, you know, in Red, Blue, Yellow, you couldn't get a second Eevee. I wonder if you'll be able to get one in this one.
Oh.
Maybe.
I think they confirmed that, you know, if you get an Eevee that's not your starter, you can evolve that one.
I guess you would have to because you have to be able to collect all the Pokemon.
Right.
Anyway.
Everyone
in real life that I've ever met is like, oh, yeah, Pikachu all the way. And then we ran a poll on our site and it was just like, undoubtedly Eevee. I was like, really? What?
Because it's like Pikachu's overrated as fuck. Also, like Pikachu being the mascot, like, you know, as like a Pokemon fan, I guess you're also trying to like virtue signal and be like, fuck Eevee, like or fuck Pikachu. Because everyone knows Pikachu. Fuck that. I like the other stuff.
That's pretty fair. Because you are clearly a big Pokemon fan if you listen to the podcast. I've played some of the I haven't played all the games.
Sure.
I never watched the show. I never got into the trading cards. I enjoyed Gold version Ruby. Mm-hmm. I like Sun and Moon actually.
Yeah,
so those are like kind of the three that I really liked.
Okay.
So I've liked the franchise, which might be why I like Pikachu more. Because to me, I've not been exactly casual. I'm not super into it. Yeah.
It's me just being an asshole. Basically what it is.
It's like an elite like Pokemon fan thing. I'm an Eevee person.
Right. I'm a very refined. I have a very refined Poke palette.
I imagine you're French.
Right. Well, yeah, that's a thing. I guess we can move on. Oh, okay. So we have the Switch next in the docket.
Boom. Switch.
I don't know. I have experiences this week alone that I wanted to just like talk about.
Go for it.
So talked about the Switch all the time on this podcast. I've heard you guys talk about it a few times as well. The Switch and Breath of the Wild are fantastic. They're amazing.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, my God. That game is so good. Like,
oh, yeah.
So good.
Chad agrees. Chad, you agree.
But I think
I'll just say it's super boring.
That's okay.
Super boring.
You don't like the game?
I think it's super boring. I'm a fan of Zelda in general, but I think Breath of the Wild is very boring.
What about it? Elaborate.
We have a whole hour-long episode of this, I think.
Oh, man.
My main point is I don't feel like there's enough reward. Oh, there's the alarm.
Oh, shisa.
All right.
Okay. What do you mean by reward?
like I did like three quests, and then my reward was like a melon or some stupid fucking rock. I'm not gonna do quests anymore. And then I would go out of my way to find a treasure chest, and it was like an opal. And it's like, I don't give a shit about opals.
That's fair. Like, you see, Chad's realistic, and he needs physical rewards.
You can sell the opals for like weapons and shit, though.
Yeah, but then even the weapons, you get like three swipes and they're dead. So
that is,
and combat was not rewarding to me either. There were like four enemy types, and I felt like also the four divine beasts were kind of empty and unsatisfying. I don't know. Just the whole thing compared to a normal Zelda game to me was just super boring and not rewarding.
Hashtag hot take.
Yeah.
What's your favorite game in the series?
Probably Ocarina of Time.
Okay.
Yeah. No, okay. I don't know. I really
That's
also
like the
love
Pikachu of Zelda.
I also really love Majora's Mask, which is the hip, cool kid thing to do. So,
yeah,
that's the Eevee. Majora's Mask is the Eevee.
We actually both of us have this sweet ass special edition Majora's Mask 3DS.
Oh, word! Yes.
Which is actually, we knew each other before that. That's kind of when we really became really strong friends.
That was the moment
because I bought him one.
Yeah, no, you didn't buy me one. You had another one on reserve, and you let me buy that one from you.
It's because you had to pre-order them because your shit's sold out quick.
Yeah, so if that never happened, I wouldn't have one either, and I love that.
I didn't drink. Did you guys drink?
Oh.
No, I was waiting. I'm ready.
Okay.
But,
right. Chad, countdown.
All right. Eins, zwei, drei, geh!
Nice.
Ooh. Hey, Siri, set a 10-minute timer.
Thank you.
I don't have a shot glass. I just have a small glass, but it's still a little bit too big, so I'm getting a little bit of whiskey like running down my face.
That's what the beard is for, but you just shaved. The beard catches all the
whiskey. I just shaved. That's what beard's for, is for catching alcohol.
Correct.
And then later your girlfriend comes and sucks all the alcohol out of your beard.
That's right. Beard drunk, they call it.
Back to Zelda. I agree with everything Chad is
saying. You agree Zelda's boring.
I agree. I think there are solid points and solid criticisms for the game. It was my second – it's my favorite game on Switch probably of all time. It was my second best game of last year. I think Mario Odyssey was the better game.
I think but I prefer Zelda. You guys, a little bit of context. Personally. It is Holden's favorite gaming series. He routinely will go back and play a game 30 times on like naked with
Not
just a slingshot
times, but
and three hearts.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so like
– he'll do that a lot.
I did Link Between Worlds. I did that regular, then hero mode, then three heart normal, then three heart hero,
okay,
then three heart hero
mode. Master
mode, mode
like, on Breath of the Wild is like mad boring. Like I was playing it earlier today.
Yeah,
we all agree. Zelda is boring.
Yeah. but what I like about Breath of the Wild is that because there aren't those rewards in place that you're looking for, it can be more open to how I want to play it. I feel like if there were, like, you get the slingshot if you do this set thing, would kind of break the openness of that experience. And since I like to play those games over and over and over again, Breath of the Wild lends itself best to that in a way that Ocarina of Time doesn't. If I'm playing Ocarina of Time, unless I'm doing some glitch or something like that, I'm playing it the same way every time.
Yep.
For the most part.
Yep. Yep. I do like, the whole... I don't know, the way that you can play the game and it be like your own and people like figuring out crazy shit, like building a hovercraft by like using the octo balloons rafts and shit.
There's really cool stuff there. Yeah.
But,
it's okay. So, Chad's face is bad. It's fine. It's whatever.
Oh, I also have opinions. I am the Chad of, I guess the Odyssey. I don't know. I got like, 3/4 through it and it's like mad boring. I don't know. I'm also not a fan of like the Galaxy series in general.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
I never played the Galaxy games actually, but the best parts of Mario Odyssey are after you beat it.
That's
there's some really, really great post game stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's cliche, but the game starts after you beat it. It's kind of one of those things. There's a lot of really awesome platforming challenges that are actually difficult, whereas everything before you fight Bowser is pretty easy.
Also, spoiler alert, you fight Bowser. Easter eggs and surprises come after the end game too.
Yes.
Oh.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just couldn't, after 3/4 through it, I was like, this is boring. I can't. I need to, like, sit down and do it.
That was actually one of the few games Chad and I actually agreed on. We both really liked that game.
Yeah, right? Game of the year.
Yeah.
I know.
It was mine. It was your number two, wasn't it?
You're right. Horizon Zero Dawn was my number one.
Yeah.
What was your number one?
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
I do, but I love that's what I love about Breath of the Wild is that it's like a similar premise as Horizon Zero Dawn.
It's very similar.
Oh, but the combat in Horizon Zero Dawn is so fucking good.
I know it
is. The story is so good.
It is. It's actually amazing. Like the way, like any like anthropology nerd would like love that game. Like, or any like culture nerd would love all that shit.
That's the one reason I want to keep playing that game is I love the background of the world. I don't like the combat of Horizon Zero Dawn.
Holden just doesn't like it because he's bad at it because he got used to motion aiming on Zelda.
Yes, that's a big part of it. I got used to motion aiming. Yeah, you can't. And if you want to use like melee combat, it's the same exact animation every single time you hit an enemy when you're doing melee, and it just makes me feel like I'm playing a video game. In a bad way when I see that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like immersion breaking.
The melee. You're supposed to use the bow and arrow, but right. I hate doing that because I hate all that motion. So my loss. I get it. I'm in the loss. I'm in the minority there.
Okay, so we all hate on great games for reasons. What I wanted to talk about on the Switch, like my experience this week, last weekend,
we just took you on.
Right. We're going to talk about great games and why we each hate great games. I had a buddy come over last weekend, and we started playing Rocket League on the Switch, and I hadn't played Rocket League on the Switch really at all, even though I bought it. I don't know why I did that, but started playing it on the Switch. And you said you do, Chad?
Oh yeah, all the time.
Okay, so do you have?
I buy things and don't play them all the time.
Oh,
I
do that too all the time. Okay, you should though.
I played it on PS4 a lot, but that was it.
Okay, I'm
terrible at it. I just stopped playing.
Yeah, but it's so fun even if you're bad at it. That's the best thing.
Yeah, sometimes not. In that case, not for me.
Maybe. So my issue just playing multiplayer on the Switch is that I have my router right here, right next to me at my desk. And the living room is, I guess, like 30 feet in that direction. And, you know, that's where the TV is. That's where the Switch goes. And I don't know if it's how far away the router is or if it's the Switch. From what I've read, it's the Switch. But yes. Latency, yeah. The latency is a bitch sometimes.
Yeah.
And I almost think it's just because it's a fucking tablet, because it's like after like 15 to 20 minutes of playing, it'll start glitching more and more. And I'm assuming that's as it heats up. But so I was looking into the Ethernet. Apparently the Ethernet that you can plug into the USB 3.0 on the back doesn't use the USB 3.0 because the Switch hasn't been patched to utilize USB 3.0. So you're...
Wait, really? But yes. If USB-C, it should be 3.0 by standard.
Their implementation of USB-C is not standard. It's like their own proprietary bullshit.
Nintendo. That's very Nintendo.
It's extremely Nintendo, where
especially
it's like...
when it comes to internet, they just don't know how to do internet. So.
Yep. And it's like Apple, where it's proprietary, but like it's unlike Apple, where it's dumb proprietary. Like it's really just not efficient at all.
Well, it's because Apple's thinking the future and calendars at Nintendo are still like in 1980.
Right.
They all still say 1980 on it.
Y'all like going to arcades? Great.
Well, so like on the topic of the USB-C, the third-party docks were bricking people's switches because they don't implement the USB PD, the power delivery that Google developed for USB-C, which is like an open standard of power delivery for like amperage and whatnot. They don't implement that. Apparently it asks for less than it gives, it asks for less than it receives. Like it asks for 0.5 amps and then receives like 1.5. So like if you use third party shit that doesn't understand how it works, it might fry your Switch. So like you can't use any third party dock at all.
But
just for fear
the
of that happening.
The purpose of standardizing something like USB-C is that you then the third party can just say, hey, I have this idea for a cable for a Switch. I'm going to do it because it meets USB-C standard.
Well, Nintendo's like, nope. They're just not going to do it at all because of their fucking proprietary bullshit. That's a thing. It just frustrates the living shit out of me right now.
Oh, that's, yeah. See, that's the stuff I hate about Nintendo. I'm definitely the Nintendo fanboy of Respawning Fire. I think Chad won't contest that at all.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm definitely the Nintendo fanboy, but that stuff
explains
like that.
Why you hate Horizon Zero Dawn.
No, I like PlayStation. I'm not like, I'm not completely devout.
We all agree Xbox sucks, though, so.
Yeah, yes. That is an accepted opinion.
In its current form, absolutely, yes. But I've transitioned on that a little bit. I'm more confident in their future, but that's besides the point. What was it saying?
Something about your
I haven't had a lot to drink lately, so like these two shots. Has it been two or three? That's a problem.
Two, yeah.
Two, okay, yeah. What was it saying? Oh, yeah, so I have a real problem with some Nintendo's businesses practices like this, where what was the purpose of that? Probably something where it was to keep control in their hands so that there was less piracy and things like that. They were worried if they used the standardized USB-C connector, there'd be less things like that. I'd imagine, I have nothing to back this up, imagine it's something like along those lines.
Right.
That stuff really upsets me because it gets them in trouble a lot. And they have this mentality. It's why the N64 didn't do well, because they were set on cartridges to prevent against piracy,
right,
and didn't work out too well. But there were problems, and they continue down this path, and it drives me nuts.
Yep.
At least it's USB-C for charging. I haven't had problems with charging. I've liked USB-C for that. But I had no idea about this, and that's really upsetting.
Yeah. For powering the dock, the USB-C, like literally any other cord for USB-C won't work. Like I try to use my MacBook Pro USB-C, not enough juice.
Really?
Yeah, it wouldn't work.
Which MacBook Pro? I have a 15-inch. Which would you have?
The 13, but it should be the same. Okay. I think it's the same amount of amperage.
No, I think so. I don't know what it is for the new one. 87 watts for the new 15 inches, and what is it like?
61 for the 13.
61 for 13 inches, yeah. Huh. It's a little bit different, but 61 should be enough for a Switch.
Yeah, I don't know why. And again, it might be because it's like... It's not the fucking Nintendo one that it shipped with the third.
I do know that the Switches take in so much power when they're
in dock.
When they're in the docked mode, that the dock doesn't charge it very fast at all. Because the processor is running so much faster than normal. That might be a factor.
Jesus.
Oh, this is what I was talking about, how I've already had too much to drink.
Oh, get ready, buddy.
It's been over a month since I've had a drink, so this is a lot for me.
It's been a day for me.
It's been a day. it's been a long day. It's been a day, or it's been a day since you had a drink.
Yes.
I'll do the countdown this time.
Yeah, go for it, Holden.
3, 2, 1.
Chad, are you like ready to shit yourself yet?
Well, I can't stop shaking my feet.
So you're drinking crack.
Basically, it's liquid crack cocaine, battery acid, and fruit.
Right, right. Basically, it's bad for you as well. Like,
yeah.
So your issue with Switch is that the USB-C doesn't work well with third parties. It's kind of the big.
Yeah. I have an Anker, like a huge Anker. Do I have it here? I can show you guys. A huge Anker... battery,
yeah,
it works great with it, and it's a fantastic battery because it can charge.
Is it the official one? I think Anker made an official Switch.
Not the one that's the official Switch one. This is one I bought a while ago for when I just started doing Pokemon Go, but it's big ass.
Yes.
It looks exactly the same as the Nintendo one. It's probably the same product, just not branded.
The Nintendo one is literally that, just branded with Nintendo.
But I'll do the USB. This one has USB-C and then two regular USBs. And I've done the USB-C to USB-C on the Switch to charge it, and it's fine. So it's really just the dock is what the issue is for. Yeah.
I have power packs on the Switch that work fine.
Right.
Yeah. I don't use them when I'm playing because it charges better when it's not being played.
Of course. I've used it while playing too, like on the plane, and then I'll like leave it off while charging too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fine. So the issues are just with third party docks, but like it just sucks that because of Nintendo's bullshit, you can't get like a nice travel one for like your hotel or your Airbnb or whatever. Or like a replacement if like a child fucks your shit up or something. And their replacements are like $70. That's a thing. Also the Wi-Fi thing. I am going to try on Sunday. I have a friend bringing over one of those Powerline Ethernet adapters. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try moving the router over like right next to where the Switch is to see if that helps. And if not, fuck me.
We had the same issue. We were playing Overcooked a couple weeks ago and I'm in my bedroom. Yeah. First of all, shout out to Overcooked 2. freaking great. I was in my bedroom, which is maybe 20 feet from the router, and it's just one wall in between, and that's it. And we were totally fine, and it was exactly what you're saying. 15, 20 minutes into it, I start just like warping all over the level. Huge lag in it. Sucks.
Yeah.
I think the Switch in general just has antenna issues. I mean, when the Switch first came out, you had the left Joy-Con wouldn't connect properly.
Right.
So I think there's just antenna issues in general. And like you said, it's a tablet device. It's pretty small. And if you think about, there's a lot of power inside of that device. I mean, it's not the most powerful console, but for what it's doing in that small of a package, there's a lot happening inside of there. So they might not have just had room for antennas and figured, well, our gameplay experience for our single player games is the most important. They prioritize differently, but yeah, that's been an issue since the beginning.
To your point, there is no way to add any Bluetooth peripheries, like any headphones or anything.
That annoys the shit out of me. I got to carry around this broken ass pair of earpods everywhere I go.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only device I have to use wired headphones with, and it makes it feel so archaic. My phone doesn't even have a headphone jack. The Switch can't even use Bluetooth.
Right. That's why you get, like I got, one of those little like headphone Bluetooth transmitter thingies.
Oh, you got a little dongle?
It's like a little square that you put up top and plug it in.
How does the battery work on that? Does it have a little battery inside of it, or does it power off? Okay.
It's just its own device that you can connect to.
Okay, and you have to charge the device, or has a watch battery?
You have to charge it. That it has micro USB instead of USB-C or Lightning.
Hopefully it's a small device. That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, it fits in like your change pocket in your jeans kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's a tiny little guy. I use that when I use Bluetooth headphones. But I think you're right in that, like, you can't. I assume the Joy-Cons. They work by Bluetooth.
They do, actually, yeah.
Right, yeah. But then they close it off. So it's like, it's weird, because Nintendo will do the Apple thing of like walled garden, but I don't know if garden's the right word. It's more like walled.
Apple can call it a garden.
Walled
Nintendo
halfway house, maybe?
It's like a walled funhouse with like all the warpy mirrors and shit, like fucking up your experience. It's like, will this game work on Wi-Fi? I don't know.
Anybody's guess.
The whole house is made of concrete. There's no Wi-Fi connection at all. That's how it is.
I could go on for days. I might, even though it's limited to USB 2.0, I might try the Ethernet USB thing. See if that helps for Rocket League. Because USB 2.0 still can, I think it'll do speeds of up to like 300 megabits, which is fine.
Yeah,
like,
that's way more than anyone needs for online gaming.
Right. I mean, like, I'm sure the Switch doesn't need more than like 20. Like,
well, so question for you, slightly off topic. Rocket League's multi-platform game. You could, and it's also cross-platform. So I mean, cross-play. So you could play this Switch and play Actually, can you do PS4 and Switch and Rocket League? I don't know.
You can't party up, but you can play in like multiplayer. They're adding cross-platform partying up in September, and PlayStation is not a part of it.
Right.
And it's like because Sony sucks.
So Switch is the only console you have that could play this with other people otherwise.
Well, no, I have, you know, my Hackintosh. I dual boot it, so I could get on PC if I wanted to.
So why play under Switch then at all?
It's easy. I'm too lazy to boot the Windows on my computer.
It's so hard.
I'm a big advocate for Switch. So I was just checking to see.
Yeah. Also, like, I'd rather play on a TV as opposed to this tiny ass monitor, you know, even though I have, 120 hertz monitor, you know, like frames per second monitor to play on. For some reason, I choose not to because it's bigger to play on.
So you make a Hackintosh, so you really know what you're doing with the computer. People who make Hackintoshes don't just...
You don't know that. He could have bought it off a homeless
person. Into that. That's right. They know what they're doing.
Because homeless people
I'm
really
the homeless
know
Hackintosh, man. That's the...
My point is you prefer console gaming over PC gaming. It sounds like you could do a PC rig, no problem.
I mean, was the original purpose of the Hackintosh, to be frank. But also, like... Okay. I was like, I still prefer Mac. So, like, for anything but gaming, I'm going to use the Mac side of things. Yeah.
We're all Mac users here, so you won't find any challenge there.
Right.
Yeah.
I love that you're kind of like giving Daniel some suggestions. Like, well, you know what? If you do this, it's like we're almost like Queer Eye for the straight guy in his gaming setup. Sounds like you do this, and you know you could get the best
experience. No, I was just curious. Like, does he like just Daniel really just like the Switch and he wanted to play Rocket League on Switch specifically? Or like, what was it? I like the Switch. I think it's a great console. I mean, on our own podcast, I talk all the time that if a game comes to all consoles, I will get it on Switch.
Well, then fucking play Wolfenstein 2 already.
I haven't played the first one yet.
Right?
I need to play that.
I actually haven't.
Oh, my God.
And you clapped. You're like, play Wolfenstein.
I was absolutely. Like, I want you. I haven't done it yet.
I have to get through God of War now because Chad talked me to God of War.
God of War first, and then you can play Wolfenstein 2.
And then Octopath Traveler. And then I still haven't beaten everything in Hollow Knight yet, Chad.
Oh, man.
I just bought Hollow Knight. That's another one that I'll get to in like a year.
That's a fucking queue.
Yeah.
Okay, so I haven't played Witcher 3. That's in my Steam.
Small amount. I keep getting back into Witcher 3, then stopping, and I keep telling myself I got back into it again.
That's one of those games I just won't touch because I know that I'll get so frustrated by how much there is to do that I'll get overwhelmed and cry and quit.
I feel like I need to give it a good chance before Cyberpunk comes out. I want to play it to understand where the developers go, where CD Projekt Red has come from before I play Cyberpunk. I want to play it with that perspective.
Wait, which one? I don't know the Cyberpunk game. What is this?
Oh, Cyberpunk 2077. So it is. I don't know. You just have to look it up. It looks so dope. Okay. I mean, think of a Blade Runner video game, right? That's kind of like the style of the worlds they're going for. And we don't really know much beyond the world and what's in the world, but it looks so fucking cool.
There's no gameplay yet. They've only done like behind closed doors demos at conferences. Yeah.
But for people who have seen closed door footage before, have all said it was the best thing they saw at that conference.
There is like a tone piece trailer, like a CG trailer for it, though. Actually, I think it's all in engine.
It's all in engine.
Blade Runner vibes.
Yep, exactly. Blade Runner vibes. But they were specifically showing it the city, like that kind of cyberpunk city during the day, because they're going to have a full day night cycle. And I thought that was kind of unique to see that world in the daytime setting. Whereas,
when it's not nighttime and raining like every other thing.
Yeah, Blade Runner is basically only at night while raining.
Right. This looks wild, though. Interesting.
Yeah, it looks really good. It looks really good. Probably, besides Last of Us Part 2, my most anticipated game.
Is this PS4
and
only?
And whatever next Zelda game is coming out. No, it's going to be Xbox One and PS4. I think they've said it's current gen. I think they've said that.
Everything but Switch.
Yeah, everything but Switch. No way in hell is running on Switch. Maybe that
unless they do the cloud gaming like Resident Evil 7.
God. Unless they do, there was a rumor where they were going to do like the DS and like incremental updates or whatever.
I think they should.
I would love to see them try to put this on DS. I would love to see what that game looks like with those fucking DS little 3D shit models.
It would look awful.
Oh my gosh. Can you just imagine just a game like The Witcher on DS? That'd be hysterical. You can see like pixels in front of you at any moment. You can't even see the draw distance. It's just terrible.
You know what's crazy? Talking about Pokemon and the engine is like the engine that they built for Sun and Moon was capable of 1080p, even though the screen is 460.
I didn't know that.
That seems unnecessary. Yeah. I guess that lends credence to the whole Pokemon Stars thing, though.
Right. That's why people were all about that rumor. But that's also what, like, why they're using the engine for the Switch game. Okay. I want you guys. Click this LOL. So, me and Burke were talking about this earlier. Burke, if you're listening, this is for you.
Motobag.com.
Motobag. The carry on that carries you.
God. Oh my God. Oh my God. If I ever see her in an airport,
look up Motobag. Oh my God.
So for people who can't see or seeing, which everyone is listening to this, it's a rolling luggage that you can sit on and drive around the airport with. But it's luggage size. It's so you look like an idiot.
Imagine those little baby those little baby crotch rockets, right? The little baby motorcycles.
Yes.
But way goofier, like way more ridiculous looking.
It's like a tiny dirt bike for businessmen.
I'm looking up the battery life of this. I need to know what the battery life is. It's
probably like, move out of my way. I'm late to the gate.
Oh my God.
It charges guys, in 2 hours.
They've got USB outlets on the side.
Tell me it has a horn.
Oh my God. You know, I've actually, while drunk in a Boston airport once, did this on a non-motorized piece of luggage. But okay. I was drunk in a Boston airport. You don't do this for real. You don't drive this around like a serious person.
Right.
Oh my God, the pictures keep changing.
They are not talking about
also,
the battery
if you do
life.
With non-motorized, then you're just a kid. Like, you know.
Exactly.
Or I still do that with the shopping cart at the grocery store. Like,
do you see the picture of the three people riding through the airport together?
Yes, yes, I just saw
it. Oh my God.
I'm trying to find information on the battery life, and they're like talking around it. It's really funny. I found the battery life section, and it just says it can have 4,000 charges, but it doesn't tell you how long a single charge is. And then says the NanoSafe battery charges 80% in 15 minutes, and then the remainder takes an hour and 45. So it takes 20% charges an hour and 45 minutes. So there's no word on what – like is it a 10-minute battery life? Is it a half-hour battery life?
Or like what the milliamperage is.
How long is it going to take you to drive to your gate? You're not going to be driving this to the airport.
Just to your gate. You're like merging onto arrivals on your bag.
But like how much faster than running do you have to like, –
Yeah.
This can go faster than running. Is this going to be like the Rascal Scooter for people at the airport?
This is for the drunk people who literally can't stumble their way to the gate. And they just need to ride their luggage and drool on the ground.
And crash into people.
Yes.
Oh my God. I can't believe this is a thing. It's oh guys, God. I don't know if you know this. It's an Edison Awards 2017 nominee.
Oh shit. This is
Chicago
like...
Innovation Awards. It's in Chicago. Oh <God. laughs>
But if you notice at the very bottom, they have an old ass iPad.
Yes, that is a very old iPad. The bezels Where's are that? Enormous.
I love my really like old iPad products. Oh, I see that. That's really funny.
Connector. Yeah, this is like top of the line, you guys.
They're based in Chicago, bro.
How much
Let's
is one?
Let's go visit.
How much is one? Is this thing?
I don't know. Let's see. Buy now. $1,500.
Oh, I found. No.
Oh my God. You can travel 8 miles on a full charge if you only weigh 180 pounds.
8 miles per hour.
No, you can travel 8 miles.
No, but it's 8 miles per hour, so it has an hour battery life.
Oh. All right. Oh, so I guess
math.
If you're 180 pounds and maybe like 4'5", then this could be faster than running, yes.
Oh, this is wild.
Oh my God. This is really great.
You'll also see a decrease in distance due to additional weight.
I mean, I'm about like 180, but like I don't understand why – I can't, like, fathom why. Also, it's ugly as – like, it's ugly as sin. Anyone who – I can't
really
do it justice.
Bag. I mean, it's a bag that literally has scooter wheels.
Right.
Has scooter wheels. Like a Razor scooter. Like, right. It has those kind of wheels in the bottom of it.
Like, the enormous rollerblade wheels. I can't – I might watch the YouTube video on the features page.
This also looks like it would fit in an overhead compartment.
Yeah, so if you want to see what this looks like, just look up Modo bag, M-O-D-O bag.
Like, also, so here's the thing. I'm a fat guy. Like, this is for me, if anyone, right? And I wouldn't get this because I'm going to use this right before I go on a plane. I don't want to sit before I go on a plane. I want to stand as much as possible before I sit on a plane for several hours. Yes. Like, is this for?
This is the correct thing. I don't know. There's zero market for this.
This is for everyone who's in an airport and saw the little motorized car they put luggage on and drive around and went, oh, I want that. That's for me.
You guys just wait. Next year, this is going to be everywhere. You're going to have your own. It's going to be the greatest thing.
This is like wheelies for businessmen.
Oh, God, yes.
Or like
this is what it is.
Hoverboard in air quotes.
Oh, my God, yes.
Like all the douchey kids, like all the douchey little kids who like ride the hoverboard around Chicago that I see, like
riding them in the street too.
Yes, or like LeBron riding it to the. You guys see that? LeBron like rode it to the game, like he was in his suit or whatever, and it was like to the locker room, like in the stadium. He threw it, and I was like, get the fuck out of here. Get the actual
the place where I work has really heavy doors.
Okay,
and people wheel up to the door and then try to pull the door. One of those hoverboards is the funniest thing, and I just watch and laugh.
That's amazing. That's fucking amazing.
Oh my gosh. Well, this is funny too because you go slower than you would walking. I feel every time I see someone on those, they're always going slower than they would be walking.
Wait, do we have the timer going on right now?
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
How much time is on the timer?
The timer is not running.
Oh, fuck. Ah! It's been 10 minutes,
I think
guys.
We should just take a shot then.
Yep. Yeah, let's call it.
All right.
Let's do it. This one's like, you, Daniel. Oh, wait, you guys got to pour. Mine's in a bottle.
I knew it because I forget to run the timer all the time, and I will, like, retroactively set it to, like, 3 minutes or something. I'll be like, oh, oops.
I have a timer. I can set a timer. I got it. It's
okay, right. you do it.
All right,
with your Pixel.
I'm gonna run out though before we finish this podcast.
You're gonna run out of whiskey. You're gonna drink an entire bottle of Maker. You're gonna throw up
an entire bottle. I'm not like chugging this thing down. Jesus, I got a small bottle because I was gonna drink for this hour.
Fucking count.
There you go. Okay, right, I'm gonna count.
All right,
y'all ready? Three.
Yes.
Two. One. Salud. I can't believe you're drinking the pre-workout.
I can't stop smiling.
Late at night before he goes to bed.
I know, right? I'm gonna be like, I don't know what to do.
You're fucking lit. You're gonna be wired as fuck.
Woo!
His bed will just be shaking, only because he's shaking in his bed.
Y'all ready to get some sleep?
I cannot. As someone with like a moderate bout of ADHD, I cannot drink that shit. Like, I will be like,
you know, it might just be like Adderall, or like it gets you right. So amped up that yeah, you just like completely just shut down. or you see me sitting up straight, staring at the wall silently for 3 hours straight.
I almost forgot the timer, but I got it. You guys.
Oh, we got it. Allah.
That's like one of my main struggles on the podcast. Is remembering just reset the timer later in the podcast. Okay, updated MacBook Air. Let's go into this.
Yeah.
Been a minute. How long has it been since they've updated the MacBook Air?
2017. But it was all the 2017 MacBook Air was a spec. They boosted the processor of the 2015. Yeah, by the 2015 unit. So it's really this 2015 model.
Same product.
Just with a boosted processor. It's the same processor, just boosted faster.
Oh, it wasn't even like Kaby Lake or whatever.
Yeah, clocked faster is the term I'm looking for. It's clocked faster.
Word. So
yeah.
A lot of people, so like over the past couple years, I feel like I've seen like on The Verge and like other places, like people were talking about how the new MacBook with the, does it have one or two USB-C ports? Well, the regular.
The MacBook has one.
So that one is effectively acting as like the new quote unquote MacBook Air in their lineup.
Because
it was like entry, it was cheaper than the Air, but also smaller.
It's more expensive than the Air. But it's smaller. It is the lightest computer, but it cost more.
Okay. So it was because it was the lightest one that they were referring to.
It's like, what, $999 for a MacBook Air right now and $1,299 for a MacBook. And then also $1,299 for the lowest end MacBook Pro without Touch Bar.
Word.
Which is kind of
strange. Oh, man. I have feelings about the Touch Bar, but keep going.
I love the Touch Bar, but
I fucking hate it.
I haven't found a great use for it yet.
I only have one reason why I hate it. No haptic feedback. So I like I accidentally click it all the time, like all the fucking time, because my hands are big. And so I'm typing and it's like, you did a thing in Photoshop. And I'm like, why is this image cropped?
Yeah, I did that too. It's like one nice thing is that you can customize it. So I customized it and got rid of Siri off of the kind of quick shortcuts.
Oh, word. Yeah.
I just did Spotlight because I use that more often.
Yeah.
But I'll go to hit the delete key and I'll accidentally hit Spotlight all the time. And then I'll wonder why what I'm typing is not showing up where I'm typing. It's showing up in the spotlight field. See, there's definitely some weird things like that, but it's...
I just wish there was a little, like, when you type on Android to in the keyboard, I wish there was like a buzz, just like a little buzz. Feedback.
Yep,
just
it's
a
great.
Little something to know that I hit.
It does more accurate with my typing on my Android phone, now that I've switched to Android.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Yeah.
It would make me more accurate not hitting the fucking touch bar if they had it on the touch bar.
But I think the touch bar is just nice for small moments. There's no killer feature for it. There's no God, this changes the way I use my computer.
I think it's nice gimmicky as fuck, to be honest, but it's nice.
It's nice because I feel like I have quicker access to things like Spotlight. I have quicker access to if I want to do Do Not Disturb or if I want to do Night Shift.
Do you
like
really have quicker access? Can you not just hit like Command Spacebar?
Okay, that's fair. But like things like Do Not Disturb and Night Shift, that is easier to do if you set up the shortcut for the touch bar. Things like if you're in Safari, you can see your tabs down there. You can kind of tap them quickly.
Right.
If you get a dialog box that has you choose between a few different options, and when you want to choose one that's not going to be the enter key, like the enter key is your default. If you want to choose one that's not that one, it's nice to have the option on there.
Well, especially if you, because what I love about Mac, like when I first got my Mac in like 2009, I almost said 2009, That's a weird way to say it. In 2009. In 2009, when I first got my first ever Mac, what I loved about it versus Windows is that the third party customization of the operating system is pretty dope. Like all the things you can add on. And so I'm sure I haven't looked into it, but I'm sure that exists for the touch bar. And I'm sure that is a great use case.
It doesn't, though. That's the thing. It's kind of upsetting. It doesn't really exist. I haven't really found that many third-party experiences.
There aren't even really that many third-party apps that even use it.
There aren't that many first-party apps that really use it.
It's only Adobe apps I've seen that actually use it.
But I think that if developers thought about it a little bit, there'd be some cool things they could do with it. But it's just not being utilized. But I don't dislike it. I think one thing, and I do want to talk about the MacBook Air rumors as well, but
no, we're just saying.
But as usual in this podcast, we're getting derailed. Go.
Yeah, well, that happens if you're drinking a lot. So, so one of the things I like about the Touch Bar is that, and now you got me off topic. Damn it. Or I'm off track of my mind. I can't think straight.
Tell me about the Touch Bar. God damn it.
Shut up. Shut up, Chad. Shut up. What was I saying? And now you guys got me off
topic. You just said the word touch bar 100 times.
I know. Touch bar. Touch bar. Touch bar. I don't remember the thought.
Third party. There's no third party apps for it.
That wasn't the path I was going on.
Well, while you think about it, my favorite thing about the Touch Bar is Touch ID. Like, that's the only big useful thing.
But is that really? You could have implemented the Touch ID without the bar. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
But I do like that. I do love Touch ID. I do like that, I'm assuming it's going to ship on all laptops going forward. I guess we'll see with this new MacBook Air. But what I really like about that is that it introduces the Touch ID ecosystem into payment systems online, not just on your phone.
Yeah,
which is dope.
You could do it with online before, if it would just send it to your phone with or your iPhone with Touch ID.
Yeah, if I but go like,
it's okay, nice to have it built in.
Yeah.
I remembered what I was going to say. One of the common complaints I hear about Touch ID that is invalid, and it is actually invalid, is that it takes longer to adjust the volume and the brightness and things like that. Exactly, false. It's actually faster. People think you have to tap on the volume indicator and then tap the up or down option. You can just hold down the volume indicator and move it around immediately. I really like that. You don't have to.
Wait, really?
Yeah. In their defense. No one tells you that, and also you're doing it, your finger's not on the slider at all, and it looks like glitchy as fuck.
Yeah, you kind of have to get used to it, but it does. Once you get used to it, for me, it's nicer.
Tap
and I like
drag.
It.
Tap and
y'all can't see my face, but I'm amazed. I didn't know that was. I'm like, what?
Yeah, they're like, no one knows about this, but it's actually better on a touch bar, but people just don't know about it.
That should be in a little quick onboarding in the OS.
Yeah,
I'm Clippy. Did you know you could do this thing? You look like you're trying to change your volume.
What I'm saying is, please bring Clippy back. Oh, I forgot about that little fucker.
Okay. So MacBook Air.
MacBook Air rumors. Yeah.
The rumors are that they're going to have a lower cost MacBook Air. It's going to be the $1,000 price range with a Retina display, and it will have the new ports. It is not replacing the MacBook.
It new is ports just meaning USB-C.
Yeah, USB-C. I don't know how many ports. I really
don't
mind
the number of USB-C ports, but anyway.
I think it's laughable if any computer has has one port. Yeah. It should have more than one port. Wow, I don't count a headphone jack as a port.
You got to put your MacBook on the Qi charging pad. All wireless.
I love that the new iPhones have that. Anyway, keep going.
it's just going to be a cheaper MacBook Air. But it's apparently – so this is where it gets hazy. We don't know if it's going to be called MacBook Air, but it's being pegged as a MacBook Air update. So which means it's not going to replace the MacBook. It's just going to be – a MacBook Air still, which means we have a MacBook Air, which is still not going to be the thinnest laptop.
That's
that
the
Apple
thing, is the label. The label is weird.
Why does the MacBook exist at all if we're going to have this MacBook? I don't have a problem with MacBook Air existing at $1,000, but if it's not the thinnest laptop, the MacBook still exists at $1,299. It's more expensive, and it fits more with the name of another product. It just for me the. There's been a few messy things with Tim Cook's Apple, but the most messy thing to me has been Macs and how they've been handled. It's been very messy.
That's an understatement.
Yeah. It's been a disaster.
AKA Mac Pro. but keep going.
I'm always curious now with rumors, because I'm a huge Apple fanboy from like the beginning. Like a kid, my dad and I would watch WWDC events.
That's
together.
Awesome.
We were told wrong.
I wish
about
my
it.
Dad
so,
wasn't that cool.
Some would say my dad's not cool, but I think he's cool. The point is that I used to be excited about rumors and I'd be like, oh, this is really cool. I wonder how Apple is going to position this because I don't know what they're doing with this technology. Right. And now it's that makes no sense to me at all. How is Apple going to position this for it to make any sense? Or will it make sense at all when they announce it? Has kind of become the thing. Yeah. For me, and this is one of those things where how are they going to peg a MacBook Air into the product line that's new? It doesn't. If an old one, yeah, I don't agree with it because it doesn't. I don't think it fits anymore. I think it hurts USB-C adoption to have a MacBook Air around things like that. But how are they going to position that? Mm-hmm. It just seems confusing inherently.
I think it's just a labeling thing. Like if this new product is not thinner than the regular MacBook, then call it a MacBook. But that's too late because they've committed to the.
Yeah, exactly.
They've got to update the MacBook at the same time and bump up the specs on that to make that like mm-hmm. MacBook, and then this might be MacBook Lite in terms of power or something like that.
Yeah, but even then,
that's not a bad name.
There you go. Boom.
Really, that's not a bad name. Call.
But there's also the talk of like them doing that ARM Mac in the future.
I'm familiar with that timer. I'm familiar with the Pixel timer.
Let's do this, and then we'll get back to it.
Or this garbage. I am.
That sentence made no sense. Let's do it and then get back to it.
All right.
That made no sense. But you get what I mean. Let's drink and then get back to our conversation.
No, but I gotta drink.
Last episode, I had habanero infused tequila, which I'm kind of missing and not at the same time.
How do you not like choke on the seeds of that in that episode?
You know, this. The spice was fine. It was fine in the mouth. The next day, my intestines were not okay with it. I was not hungover, but my intestines were hungover, if you know what I mean.
I just feel like it's a bad morning. From that you were ingesting, like with each shot. I eat like one almond and I'm coughing for 3 days. But you took a shot with five or eight seeds in it.
All the seeds were at the last shot, and I really just fucking whoosh, like threw it, you know?
Right.
Threw it back. Try to
just enjoy
your
pre-workout.
We're gonna count in uno, dos, tres, amarillo. Oh shit!
Of all
I've
the
got
colors,
one more swig in here, then I gotta go get more.
Do you though?
I got to. I'm like on the verge of like, if I contribute to the conversation right now, it might just be screaming. And that's it.
This is how I feel about the Mac.
You know how I know, though, that we will get an updated version of it? The 2015 MacBook Pro, the 2015 15-inch MacBook Pro just got discontinued, which means the MacBook Air is the only thing left that has any ports other than USB-C.
They need to get rid of USB, anything non-USB-C. They should have done that in 2015.
Yep. It
should have been a hard cut, like every other transition.
Is that when the first USB-C thing dropped?
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yep. 2015.
When the MacBook dropped?
2016 is when the MacBook Pro came out. 2015 when the MacBook came out.
Yeah, 2015 is MacBook. But every time they've done like no headphone jack,
right?
New iPhones from here on out don't have headphone jacks.
Right.
They've done the floppy disks with the iMac. They ordered the floppy disk. All iMacs from here on out, no floppy disks, it's all CD drives. And I feel like keeping around not just the MacBook Air, old version with USB-A, but also the Mac Mini with USB-A to keep around the Mac Pro with USB-A to keep old MacBook Pros with USB-A. All these products being kept around really hurt the development of USB-C.
Yeah.
Or the adoption of USB-C.
But it's like you said, it's like, I mean, talking about like Tim Cook versus, you know, other management, in quotes.
The other manager of Apple that no one knows
of. The other less famous one.
Everyone forgets his name.
He's more of a like marketing. I mean, like I'm pretty sure he's the reason we got like the iPhone 5C, right? Like the color one.
That was actually Tim Cook. Although it was Tim Cook's Apple at that point, but
it was a
5C probably had Steve Jobs.
Was it Steve Jobs' idea?
I don't know.
I feel like that's very Tim Cookian, you know, like diversifying the lineup.
God, I could get some cookies right now.
The 5C was an iPhone 5 in a polycarbonate shell. That's all that it was. So
right.
It came out in 2012. Steve Jobs died in 2011. I don't know if they could have released that product or made that product and released it within 1 year.
I think he might have been involved. But anyway, my point is that like that is a very like Tim Cook influenced product, right?
It does
like,
seem that way, yeah.
He's very much about like diversifying the product line as opposed to like keeping it to like a select few things.
Yeah.
The way Jobs did. And so like that's why I, you know, that's probably why there's still products that are being offered that don't have USB-C. So this
don't like it.
Did the rumors say whether or not this MacBook Air is going to be like thinner or lighter than the MacBook?
It didn't. So that's kind of where things got really hazy. Is it would say it's the same size and the screen size isn't changing, or it's smaller, but the screen size isn't changing. Let me look it up. The screen Whatever size isn't changing. It's a 13-inch screen size, but there was debate as to whether or not the actual enclosure would change in size.
That is important to the Air name.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
The MacBook Air now is as light and thin as a 13-inch MacBook Pro.
Yeah. What? I appreciate as much as like I complain about the, you know, like Touch Bar and the MacBook Pro in general. I really do like how thin the MacBook Pro is. It's fucking slick. Yeah. The trackpad, yeah. I wish the trackpad were a little clickier. Like you can't turn, like I have the trackpad on like max for the haptic feedback.
Yeah.
And I want it just like a little fucking more. Like, I wish it could be like 1.5 times the max, the current max, and I would be satisfied.
If you just type that into Spotlight, it happens.
I'm on Mac Rumors here.
Please make this stronger.
I'm on Mac Rumors here. They're quoting Mark Gurman's article from Bloomberg, and they're saying that the bezels are going to be slimmer, and it will be a 13-inch display. So same screen size.
MacBook Airs slimmer, have those giant-ass slimmer bezels. Silver bezels.
Slimmer than the MacBook or the Air?
Just slimmer than the Air's bezels.
Oh, well, no shit.
So it should be – yeah, exactly. it should be smaller then if the bezels are getting smaller. It would be very strange if like the display was smaller than the keyboard, like the bottom half it's going down to.
I think the only thing – the thing that we keep circling around is like it would be weird if this is larger than the MacBook and they keep calling it the Air. But like I'm all about them having new lines and shit or updating old lines. But if it's going to be – like smaller, not smaller, sorry, larger than the regular MacBook, call it something else.
Or do they discontinue? I mean, that's what they did like what, 8 years ago whenever they brought out the MacBook Air. They discontinued the MacBook line and then they just brought it back a few years ago after that.
Yeah. I think there's only
1000% forgot about that.
Yeah. I think there is no reason to have more than two product lines for the laptops that Apple offers.
At this point, I think I'd agree with you, especially because even the MacBook Pro, I haven't seen the MacBook itself, but the MacBook Pro, speaking from firsthand experience, is so thin. Like,
it's so thin.
And I know they're obsessed with making things thin, and it's a pain in the ass sometimes that they're obsessed with that. I have my qualms with it, but I do appreciate it because it feels like a solidly built, thin work of awesomeness, despite the Touch Bar's lack of haptic feedback. But I still really like it. And like that kind of makes the whole Air label obsolete in a way. Right?
So like replace anymore. Well, they used to have iPad Air. They've got rid of that.
What is it called now?
I forget what's iPad.
Just iPad Pro. Yeah.
iPad Pro. That's it.
And then they still have are they updating the Mini still?
They haven't updated the Mini in a long time. I have a feeling that it's just gonna be the 9.7-inch iPad, 10.5-inch Pro, 12.9-inch Pro. I'd imagine that's how iPads will be in the future. I don't. They have
expensive at this point. iPad now is less expensive than the Mini.
Exactly.
A lot more powerful than the Mini.
Oh right, I forgot about that. Yes.
And it supports Apple Pencil.
I just like the form factor in terms of like a tablet for the Mini. But anyway.
Put it in back pocket. So good.
Yeah.
For reading books, the Mini is a perfect.
That's
size.
What I'm saying. Yes. Like back when iPhones weren't iPhone Pluses. I got, instead of the iPad Mini that had just come out, I got the Nexus 7 because it had a larger pixel density. And that thing was great for reading on and doing other things. That's what turned me on to Android, actually, was the Nexus 7 tablet. But it's a good size to read. Surprisingly. I know.
I didn't start the timer. Someone start the timer.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh.
I think it's been 5 minutes. So we're going to say 5 minutes.
That's what I was thinking. Right. There you go. Right. I think it's been way less than it has.
With the kind of laptop and keeping desktops aside, because I think that's also a mess too. But I feel like it's gotten confusing with the Apple MacBook line in general. We're like, I'm going to go back to the MacBook and MacBook Pro both being at $1,299.
Oh yeah,
that
yeah.
doesn't make any sense to me. Like I had a MacBook. I liked my MacBook a lot. I have MacBook Pro now because recording a podcast with one USB-C port while trying to charge is a gigantic pain in the ass. So I have
a third app, the whole thing would crash.
Yeah, exactly. Literally. Well, I was on a beta at that point, I think. But
it's
yeah,
a glorified iPad, like the power of that thing.
But for the same exact price, you're getting a computer that has a slightly bigger screen, a much bigger trackpad, the same keyboard, a much faster processor.
You're talking about iPad versus MacBook?
MacBook versus MacBook Pro at $1,299. It's called the MacBook Pro Escape because it doesn't have
correct. Yeah, I forgot about that. That's the one without the touch
bar? Yeah, without the touch bar.
Yeah,
but it has two USB-C ports, so it's a much better computer overall. The only thing the MacBook is better at than the MacBook Pro at that price point is the hard drive. It's a 256 gig hard drive in the MacBook and a 128 gig hard drive in the Pro.
Also, like two, let alone one USB-C ports is criminal. Like,
yeah.
It's yeah. fucking criminal. Four, I still kind of gripe about, but I'll deal.
Yeah,
I don't mind. Like with one of those like expansion things on the side, you get all your little mm-hmm. ports you yeah. need. But like, I would love six personally, but whatever.
Yeah, I was debating between getting a 13-inch and 15-inch MacBook Pro. So I was going to go with four anyway, and I wasn't sure if I needed four, but now that I have four, I'm glad that I have four. Two would have been kind of a nightmare. Like right now,
yes.
I will charge my phone. I will charge my laptop itself. So mm-hmm. that's two already taken up. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I want to charge my AirPods. And I generally just kind of use my laptop as like a surge suppressor and just like plugging other devices in to charge with it. So it's nice having four ports for that reason. I mean, two, that's you can charge one other device. One, you can charge the device and that's it. So
yeah, but with dongles, you can charge anything.
Yeah. But anyway,
but you just have to get dong off your dongle.
Going back to my original point, though, I can't believe I even remember my original point with how much I've been drinking. Why would you get a MacBook when you can get a MacBook Pro with that extra port,
right.
more processing power for the same price point? 256 is low enough that I don't think you'd be upset if you had 128. Like people who would go for a 128 drive or 256 gig drive probably don't use that much space and probably can get away with it. They're keeping their storage in iCloud photo library or whatever it is. They're finding other ways to get around it. So I just don't think that storage would be a big issue. I don't know what the reason for being is for a MacBook,
mm-hmm.
especially if the MacBook Air gets updated in.
Also,
at $999.
Pro tip, correct me if I'm wrong. I think on the Pro, the left two, mm-hmm. most USB-C ports are more powerful than the right two.
Not on the current model.
Oh, that's not right.
The,
yeah, on the new
yeah, the current model doesn't do that anymore, but the previous ones did.
So the
2017 and earlier, yes, that's true, but not the 2018 model.
Okay, I have the 2017.
For just a moment, I'm about to pee every pair of pants I have. Oh, my microphone.
Oh, that's funny. That's hilarious. Yeah. So okay. So that's not true for the current 2018 model.
Yeah. But that was weird to me. I thought that was strange. Mm-hmm. But that was only the 13-inch, not the 15-inch.
Oh, okay. I have the 13. Okay, word. Yeah, I knew that's very like un-Apple of them to make like, the same ports like different.
I guess the way you'd explain it, because I think a customer's approach an Apple product with it's just going to work for me. I don't have to think about it at all. So the less things you have to explain to a customer as like caveats, the better with an Apple product.
Right.
So like, oh, just so you know, the chargers on the left side are faster than they are on the right side or vice versa, however that works, mm-hmm. is not something you generally would explain to someone with an Apple product.
Of course not.
It just, use the port. Any one of them should work.
In Tim Cook's Apple.
Yeah. I don't think, and that's the whole thing. And I think it's where also Chad and I disagree a little bit. I don't know. We'll have to ask when he comes back. But I feel like he's not doing as good of a job as people would lead on to believe. Obviously, the company's more profitable than it's ever been. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the stock is better than it's ever been. I just feel like as a product that are coming out, they're not as good as they used to be. They don't have that same you don't lust after them the same way you used to.
I would agree with your opinion, but I think that's also a debatable point.
Absolutely, yeah. It's very subjective.
Right. Like, wow, oh man.
It's time. Daddy came back just in time. Oh my God. They're all saying really mean things about you.
Did you say daddy?
Who said daddy?
Yeah, I called Chad daddy.
Oh God, please don't call me daddy. Oh my God.
Gross. No, I didn't call you daddy. No, Daniel said, did you call him daddy? And I disagreed for a couple.
Gross, Daniel? Don't you poo-poo other people's fetishes?
This is my last shot. I'm out of whiskey after this, so.
You're a liar.
I'm not a liar. This is the bottle right here. See, it's a very small bottle, and it's empty.
All right. Go find something else.
Whatever, liar.
I'll break into a liquor store around here and get some alcohol.
There you go. Okay.
All right.
Holden?
I'll go. Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
I don't know why, but the way you count makes me so pissed off. I don't know why. It's irrational as hell.
I count the same off thing, before like, every episode of the podcast we record. This is news to me.
It's like when I was younger, my little sister used to like, she was in ROTC. She used to do like these clapping drills.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And just like at 6 o'clock in the morning before school, and she's marching around the living room, clapping and hitting her sides and things. I just wanted this irrational anger.
Okay, 5G innovations.
So I brought this topic up. One thing that I've been reading a little bit more about recently is 5G. We've talked about it on our podcast in like terms of what that will do to portable gaming. But I wanted to just like talk about and brainstorm like what kind of things can happen with 5G being ubiquitous across especially big city centers like this.
Sure.
But like what kind of things can be done that couldn't be done before? One of them that we've talked about is like cloud gaming on the go and streaming gaming.
I want to real quick, the preface, the like pessimist in me wants to preface this by being like, remember when there were a lot of those companies that were like, we're going to mesh the entire city in Wi-Fi as a service. And then like people had these conversations where it's like, what does that mean for us if like the whole city has Wi-Fi? Although that's me being a pessimist, this will probably happen eventually, like in the next like 3 years, probably. But
yeah,
continue.
Oh, I need to set a timer. I just didn't set one.
Oh my God.
I can't drink the next time because I have no more alcohol.
Make it 8 minutes now.
Snort a line.
As a punishment.
As a punishment?
That's right.
We're just right. Punishing Daniel at this point.
Yeah, I have no more alcohol.
Oh, you're out? Chad's fuck me.
Pre-workout, so. I think there's a bottle of wine around here. I can grab that.
There you go.
Chug a glass of wine.
Get it.
There you go. Do you have any pills?
Seriously, though, there's an addiction hotline, so.
Oh, God. Wait until the timer goes off and then go get it. But, okay, so 5G.
The alcohol or the addiction hotline? I'll do the alcohol first and call the addiction hotline after.
With 5G, you can call the addiction hotline from anywhere.
That's right.
That's one innovation.
You heard it here, folks. You heard it first here.
Being able to like game on the go, legit streaming, similar to like what PlayStation Now is trying to do with streaming all of your shit, but like it's only reliable if you have a super fast internet connection.
I'm sure like now on 4G, I could like maybe play Rocket League on the Switch, judging how like slow it is.
But then something else I read recently was the testing they're doing with automated cars, like with driverless cars. Them being able to recognize a change in pattern or a change in behavior of something in the street. 5G technology being so fast that it can then ping that to the server. The server communicates that to nearby cars and warns them of something so that the cars can react almost instantaneously.
That would be pretty dope.
Yeah. Interesting. And of course, like over 4G, that's not quite fast enough to have a fast enough reaction time. But with 5G.
Although, would it be cheaper? And I have zero idea of how to answer the question. Would it be cheaper to do that over like a data connection or like a radio, like FM type? Or whatever other band.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I assume because of the, like, all of the processing on all of this data that's happening, I assume that's not all happening on board the car, that some of it's being sent up to a server.
So there's like a little cloud computing going on as well. Yeah. Okay. I would imagine there's also a lot of the things that we are normally, like, whatever we're limited by on Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Would be, you know, enabled by this technology, assuming that it is, this is a caveat, assuming that it is like accessible for the average person financially,
right?
and it probably, obviously, at first might not be, because that's how these things work.
Well, Verizon is actually rolling it out. They'll be the first 5G supplier in the U.S. They're rolling it out to L.A. and three other cities.
But aren't there like the year? Aren't there still arguments about like what the standard is though? Like what it means, what 5G means? Because like 4G, like AT&T pushed out 4G. Right. Early, and that wasn't LTE, like that was their own, like
it was HSPA plus. Yeah,
right. So like, is there, have they agreed upon a standard for 5G yet?
I'm pretty sure, because I know Sprint and AT&T are also on board with it, and I'm
pretty well, sure Sprint is now T-Mobile, so yeah
thank god, the worst company and the best company.
Yes.
I have T-Mobile. I like T-Mobile.
Yeah, Sprint is terrible.
Sprint is awful.
Sprint is the
worst. I have heard Sprint is terrible. And my time in customer service as well, working with Sprint was always the worst. Yeah. Of all of them.
Yep. I totally forgot what I was gonna say. Oh yeah, so Verizon's rolling it out this year. There is a standard enough that like your home Wi-Fi, it's gonna replace your home Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. Why would you need Wi-Fi otherwise?
There is a technological standard or no?
There is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And instead of ordering Wi-Fi from your internet from your cable provider, you would get 5G beam to your home, I assume, then to a modem of some sort that would turn that into Wi-Fi.
I mean, that makes more sense. So, like, if you look at companies, for instance, different paradigms of the U.S., right? Like, if you look at India and the development of India versus the United States, the phone lines there, the phone system, you know, because it as a country developed later than the United States, they, like, landlines are extremely uncommon and were, like, exceedingly pricey. And so now it is way more common for people to have cell phones because it's way cheaper than to just keep laying landline, right? And so I wonder if this will do the same thing for a lot of countries. Like instead of laying Ethernet, like we just have this.
That's a fantastic point, because a lot of these companies, like you see programs like Facebook Lite or Android Go,
right?
Where they're these very low cost terms of data,
right?
Things like that for third world countries or just kind of more up and coming countries that don't have the internet infrastructure of America or something like that.
Right.
So absolutely. Yeah. That's going to be huge for them.
Especially like as people develop, like later on, I don't know. It's an interesting paradigm of like how they don't have phones at home, but everyone has a cell phone. Mm-hmm. It's just interesting.
So I've been house sitting for my parents this past week and their house phone is ringing. And I asked them like, hey, like your house phone's ringing all week. And they go, oh, just unplug it. Like, you don't use it ever. That was their answer. Just unplug it. We don't use it.
Yeah, also, like our houses parents, are wired with phones, but, like, no one cares about them anymore.
Nope.
Yeah.
My parents actually, through their cable provider, if they legit pay for a phone,
it's cheaper.
They will get a cheaper price than if they don't pay for it.
Yeah, it's like the triple play or whatever the fuck.
I don't want it, though.
Then they don't plug the phone in to actually use it. So it's useless.
They're not going to get the phone number to anyone. Nobody fucking cares.
Yeah.
I did look it up, by the way. There was a standardization as of June 15th of this year.
That's like a month ago.
And Verizon's planning to roll it out by the end of the year.
Yeah, but see, rollout though is tough because then there has to be a phone that people buy that can use a 4G connection.
As of 4 days ago, they successfully just completed the first handoff using 5G.
Yeah, and no one knows about it because no one has the phone to use it.
Well, obviously, it's like a prototype device. But going from one, if you don't know how cell phone, like as you go from tower to tower, the handoff is very important.
Yeah.
So they successfully went from 5G access point to 5G access point without losing a connection for the first time.
Like, okay.
4 days ago.
Dope.
So it's not ready at all, basically. No.
Well, the 5G that they're rolling out this year is very much beamed directly to your home. And that's actually one of the benefits of 5G is that beamforming technology versus just spreading cellular everywhere.
Yeah.
You won't see a phone that supports this for probably another year and a half.
Right.
But it's all based on into the home and businesses.
Even then, I mean, you look at when 4G was first being made and you see things like the Evo 4G, which is like HTC Evo 4G, I think was the phone. And it's like, oh, you know, iPhones suck because Android phones have 4G now in three cities, you know, globally. If you have this one phone that happens to support it. I mean, it's going to take a year before some cities start accessing this for phone use, but it's going to take 5 years before we actually have people who have phones that can support
like a 5G. Mainstream.
The mainstream, yeah. It took a long time for 4G to become mainstream, for 3G to become mainstream, for all these things to escalate.
Tap back in, future Daniel.
There you go. We have this new fun timeout thing we can try to hold.
That's right.
Wait, what was that, Chad?
I don't know. You ever feel those moments where like your heart is happy, but not in the love way, but the, like in the in the like cardiac arrest way?
You are very much on crack.
Oh, one of what? Right, I knew what you were talking about. I can't drink Red Bulls or energy drinks like that because I'm tired, but I feel energetic simultaneously.
Oh, it's I'm not tired at all. Crack. I'm getting sweaty.
I think Whitney Houston knows how you feel, dude. Oh, sad right. joke.
No, I can't chug a glass of wine.
No, just take
why not?
Take so like a gulp.
I'll take a gulp. Yeah. But I'll count down for us again. Or do you not want me to be like
it's, no, it's my turn. It's my turn.
Oh, it's your turn. Okay.
God, be a team player.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Salud.
I couldn't even drink it.
You're fucking like jet fuel.
Whew.
Good luck sleeping.
All I gotta do is raid. I'll raid with my eyes wide open.
There you go.
John active at night.
Okay, let's let's move it on to suggested apps.
Yeah.
Right.
Just because I feel like we've exhausted the 5G conversation. I don't know what else we could say other than it'll be dope and it'll
be like having Wi-Fi.
So fast.
It'd be slower than 4G, but way more efficient.
You're going to get so many battery lives from it.
That's the real. That's like the real innovation we need is a battery life.
I know,
like, not signal.
When you can literally stare at something and charge it, that's the future.
No, that's the thing from was that last week's episode we talked about. That
was the HTC Vive wireless adapter for the VR.
Oh, yeah.
Like yeah, but it's battery powered. It's like yeah, but what if you stare at it?
Those were like
it?
The rumors though before the iPhone 10 came out. Was it like oh this iPhone you'll like walk into a room and I was like yo. Mm-mm. That's not how physics works. Like that's there's like 20 years before that's technology.
Because Phil Schiller came out and said the whole thing of right. And this like in 2012 of well, wireless charging isn't wireless because you still have to plug the hub into something and you're putting it in front of that. Right. So there was these rumors of the next iPhone is going to have wireless charging.
Right, right,
oh my
right.
God, it's going to beam to your phone and
right. And I was like, yo, the fit like the literal physics on that is like we're years away.
Yeah,
from, like years decades.
Well, I always think about when I think of like that version of wireless charging is in Star Wars, like when they have the pod racers, they have like beam electricity going.
Oh,
like, yes. I just think of that going from like somewhere in my house to my iPhone,
like a Tesla coil.
Yeah, and, like don't walk in the middle of it because your whole body will go numb or something like that.
It's like when David Bowie plays Tesla in not Illusionist, the other movie. It's based on the book. Prestige. Prestige. Yeah. That's also I love David Bowie. Anyway, suggested apps. So
this is really great David Bowie app.
I wish there were David Bowie. Yeah, it's called Music. Go listen to it. So this is me struggling like earlier today for an app.
There is a David Bowie sticker pack available on the iOS App Store.
That's actually amazing. For iMessage?
And there's one called The Bowie Years. There's Bowie AR, Bowie Augmented Reality.
No. I refuse to believe this. I refuse to believe this is the thing that I should
do. There's also Pretty Kitty Keyboard.
On that note, my app, I have been, like, since the World Cup, I was like, let me ignore the garbage fire that is the current news and politics by watching more soccer.
Nice.
So I've been looking for a good service, like an online streaming service. And so me and my buddy are trying to split one together. We tested Sling TV last week there, like for a trial period, and the iPhone app. I thought it was just because I'm on the iOS 12 beta on my iPhone 10, but it turns out he has an old. What are the new remade iPhone 5S's called? 5E?
SE.
Oh, SE, yes.
SE, correct. He has one of those, and even the app didn't work for him, so I'm assuming that just the app is real shitty for Sling TV. And also, like, the UI wasn't great, like, navigating the UI for what I was looking for, which were soccer games. But I got this new one called Fubo TV, and I'm trialing it now.
Fubo.
Yeah, FUBO TV. I like it a lot. If you are trying to get, like, a streaming service, like a cable streaming service for sports,
I think Fubo TV is better because if you look at the app, I wish I had my phone with me. It's in the other room. Anyway, if you look through the app, it'll like you click on a sport and it'll just give you like all the games instead of like telling you the streams on each channel, which is really fucking annoying. It'll just give you all the games independent of whatever channel it's on, which is what I want. I just want to see like the games or the events or whatever and click it and stream it. That's literally all I want. And also, it's decently priced. You can stream two devices simultaneously. And so I'm splitting it with a friend of mine and it's $40 a month. So it's like $20 each, which isn't awful for like a live cable type.
Especially if it includes sports.
Yep. Sports is the only thing I care about, to be frank. But yeah, that's my app. I think it's dope. If you're into soccer, like if you're trying to watch more soccer online unillegally, like I am, because I was watching it illegal as fuck earlier, this is the way to go for sure. Only also, two streaming devices at the same time, though. Also,
On the App Store, I'm looking at like the UI and things like that. There's a beautiful, cool feature they have where the heads of the people playing sports extend up into the notch where the true depth camera is on iPhone 10.
What?
Like they literally pop out of the screen.
That's wait, weird. Show me.
It's right there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. No, that's definitely not Photoshop. Oh man!
I don't know why I find that so funny.
Look at this cute design. There's heads popping over. It's like a fat head, but on your phone.
Look at this clearly photoshopped image of our app.
Okay, hold on. Go.
T-League.
I'm going to Germany in 2 weeks, so I'm assuming that's how it's pronounced.
I will contest.
Tell me about the T-League app.
It's a terribly named app. I will admit that. It's called Tide League.
So context. What's the context?
So it is a calculator app, and I know that sounds really boring, but it's really awesome.
So boring.
Go on.
No, but seriously, when people say like, "What's a cool app?" I go, "Oh, have you heard of Tidal League?" And I guarantee you, someone will find a use for this. It's great. So the idea with Tidal League is it's a calculator app. You're adding, multiplying, subtracting,
what's the context
that stuff
between iOS and Android, though.
I chose this app because it's the one app I can't get on Android that I really want from iOS because I transitioned from iOS to Android recently. And I want this app back because it's really useful and there's nothing equivalent to it on Android at all. The idea is really simple. When you put in a number, that number kind of becomes its own little bubble. So if you say like this number plus that number, those two numbers are their own bubble, equals another number is another bubble, and you can drag those numbers around to other equations that you're doing. So you say, hey, I need the product of these two numbers, and I need that to be added with something else, but I need that something else before that. You can really just drag these numbers around to move an equation around or anywhere you need to. But let's say you say, I'll give you a scenario, okay? I used to work for a technology company, and I got discounts through them, right? And so I would say, I want to get a Mac, we'll just say MacBook, right? I want to get a MacBook. It's $1,299. I'm going to put the percentage discount on it and it gives me the price. I can then tap one of those bubbles, which is one of the numbers. And then I could say, okay, well, this one an iPad would have cost. Chad's laughing his ass off.
Right? I've noticed.
It would change just the number.
It is impossible to follow this.
I'm having a hard time describing it because I haven't used the app in so long.
You have a number, you tap it, and then you do shit with that number. Like,
yeah, you can change that number and it changes the result of the equation. But you can then say, I want to take the result of this equation and then add it to another number. So then if you go back to that original equation again and you change the original equation, it changes every other equation that you've used.
Oh, so it's like a function in like Excel or numbers.
Exactly. It's really handy for kind of figuring things out quickly. So
like
let's
how you
say
brought
you're
up numbers like people use numbers.
I use numbers all the time. That shit's dope.
I love numbers. It's a great app. Well, let's say you're like planning a trip or something like that. You need to know like, okay, how much am I spending on gas? If I take this route versus that route, you can add a label to a number you're putting in. So let's say you change your route.
You can save the labels as well, like in the equations and stuff you've done.
Yeah, you can put a label on a number. So you can then say, okay, hey, I'm taking this different route instead. I'll be spending this much on gas instead. So you just change that one number. The label stays the same. And then your results change in accordance with you changing that one number.
Yeah. Do you save these really things useful. like documents? Like, can you save?
You can.
I worked out gas on this trip, and then like I'm going to save this calculator entry.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh.
It's really handy. It's one of those things where it's kind of hard to explain, but once you use it, you'd never want to use another calculator app again. It's one of those things where it's a small thing it does, but it adds so much benefit to what you're doing. So Tydlig is the name of the app, T-Y-D-L-I-G. It is on iOS only. I think Chad looked it up before the podcast to laugh at me.
Yeah.
It was $2.
It's not laughing. No, I was just looking up to see what it was. And then
you wanted to laugh at me.
I also looked up the UI on this one. It's pretty interesting, too.
Yeah. He's just showing the old football one. This fucking guy. Okay, Chad, you have two apps.
I do. I'm a cheater.
What is Affinity Designer?
Oh, my God. So Affinity Designer, I do all of our graphic design stuff for
podcasts. I've actually heard this, but keep going.
It's an app that is basically an Adobe Illustrator competitor.
Right.
Now they just released an iPad version as well. And I've been using Autodesk Graphic for a while, and it's capable, and I can get by and doing all of the kind of artwork for our show.
Do you not have the Adobe Suite?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I have Affinity Photo and Affinity Designer on my Mac.
They're also a lot more inexpensive than Adobe.
Yeah, it's like the iPad version is.
I mean, like
$19.
It's like my job to have the Adobe Suite, so I can't comprehend a world where I don't have the Adobe Suite. Yeah. Continue.
No worries. But no, I've been using it. It just released a couple of weeks ago.
Chad, shut up. Time to drink.
Oh, whoa! God.
Gentlemen, this is my time to count. Right?
This better be the last one. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I think this is the last one, yeah.
I could talk about it for hundreds of days. uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis.
Hello, hello, hola.
Anyway, no.
It's called Vertigo.
Super capable iPad app.
That what you were doing is Vertigo by you two?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so.
I was doing whatever the fuck, by whatever the fuck.
You were doing
the bomb. You were counting numbers. As in
ready
numbers.
Apply for a white guy.
So, this app is an interesting paradigm in which like people keep talking about like the iPad Pro and like the new Surface devices and like Chromebooks and stuff, and like people are talking about how like these devices, especially iOS devices, but maybe even, you know, like Windows and the Chrome OS devices could like in the future be a decent replacement for quote unquote desktop operating systems like Mac and Windows.
Right.
And all the apps that go with them. And this interests me on that plane or whatever.
Yep.
So it's vector. Is it vector or is it raster?
You've got two. You have two workspaces. You can do vector layers, and then you can intersperse that with pixel layers.
Oh, dope. Okay. So it's both. Yeah.
And then you can take those. You actually can export them as PSD files and Illustrator files.
Ooh. Whoa.
Yeah, and they released Affinity Photo last year for like Photoshop type stuff, and it's an incredible app as well. But yeah, it's super cool to be able to do that on the go and iPad and have all of those powerful tools available to you.
This is an interesting. Do you have an iPad Pro or a regular iPad?
iPad Pro.
Okay, so like this is an interesting like where people get, and like I as a like hardcore Mac fan and like semi iOS fan, I'm like a little skeptical, but at the same time, like I know this is a like. Going forward, this is going to be a thing. Like people just having iOS instead of Mac or Windows.
Yeah.
People having like iOS or Android or like Chrome OS or like the Windows, whatever the fuck the new Go tablet they released.
Whatever,
I think it's Windows.
The Surface Go.
Yeah, the Surface Go has like a I don't like using the word lesser, but like it has like a lower grade version of Windows. It's like the education.
It wasn't like NE or something like that, or
it's some letter, but whatever. Anyway, we did a podcast about when they came out with it. It's like their education. I think it's EE. The E is somewhere in there. Anyway, it's interesting to see how like Windows is trying to catch up. But then like also like iOS with the iPad Pro is going in terms of like replacing desktop stuff. And like part of the narrative is that like Apple is neglecting the Mac like developing for the Mac operating system and like working on Mac in general, and then they're very much focusing on iOS replacing Mac. And so like this topic is very interesting in general going forward, maybe like 5-10 years in the future. As a hardcore Mac fan, I hope it's not true. Like, I hope that Mac keeps on chugging on. Have you used the Adobe suite before or no?
I've used Illustrator a little bit back before it was Creative Cloud. I used Illustrator a little bit.
Like CS5 or 6 or whatever?
Yeah, it's just 5.
Does it compare? Or what do you think?
It's so hard to say because when I was using it, I had like a Wacom tablet and pen the Mac versus like Apple Pencil on iPad. So it's quite a different experience there.
Really? I would think it was like a comparable experience, no?
Well, it's the Wacom tablet. Obviously, you're drawing on this blank surface and then watching it happen on your Mac versus it, being able to manipulate it in real time on the screen.
Sure. So it's cool. Better on iOS, if anything.
So it's hard for me to kind of compare the two.
Sure.
But there are a couple of features that Illustrator has that, like Affinity Designer, they've mentioned that they're going to bring to Designer.
Sure. I mean, and it's Adobe, right? Like Adobe
exactly
has a lot of features. They also like eat all their competition constantly.
The Shape Builder tool is one that I really love in Illustrator, where you just like have two things overlap and then just like click away the rest of it.
Yep.
And that's something that they're bringing to Designer eventually. They've mentioned they've got plans to, but
okay. That's dope though. Okay. So Affinity Designer. So like, aside from apologies, like me, like talking over you about it, like, is there anything else you want to mention about it?
No, I just think it's super cool that it exists on iPad. That's super awesome.
Yeah. I mean, that's dope. And like that whole paradigm of like being able to work on quote unquote mobile or like an iPad Pro or whatever, as opposed to a desktop. I mean, like I don't think that, like, maybe the Surface devices count, but generally speaking, I don't think there's an equivalent in like Windows or like Chrome OS or Android yet.
There's not, no.
Yeah, like maybe the Surface devices, but they're still trying to distinguish like Surface, like Windows apps that aren't like full desktop apps versus like apps that are meant for like smaller tablet-like devices. And it's kind of awkward for Windows right now, as much as I appreciate what they're doing. So this is super, super interesting. You have a second app. What is the second app?
Yeah, I just want to throw this one out there because it's one that I use all the frickin' time. It's called Slick Deals. And if you aren't familiar with Slick Deals, it's actually a website as well, but it's an app that basically it's an aggregate for user, like basically a forum for finding really great deals on shit.
Isn't this how you found the Majora's Mask 3DS that we were talking about?
Yeah, what? Really?
Also, like, I'm one of those people that like plans out my big purchases months, sometimes years in advance. And so what I'll do is I'll be like, cool, I'm looking Jen's for
responsible.
A certain model.
That's why
I am. That I'm responsible. That's why I've pre-ordered and canceled 2 PS4 Pro.
Oh my god, StarCraft 2, The Legacy of the Void, the third installment is $5. Go on.
So what I have, I like set up alerts on it. So
if
like,
you're responsible, you thought about that years in advance of buying that $5 copy.
Two, boom! I've been waiting for it to cost $5.
Tell me what Artanis is doing.
So I put in like the model of TV as like a word, of like a keyword, and anytime that TV pops up with a deal, it notifies me. And like,
there are credit cards. What's the deal with that?
Oh, sometimes they're like, oh yeah, by the way, this is like a super great deal, like with cashback or balance transfer, or anything like that on credit card. So there's all sorts of cheap flights you'll get notified for as well.
Oh, dope.
So yeah, type in a keyword and I've gotten like every TV that I have so many TVs. I'm such a rich white person. everything I've gotten at least half off because like TVs. I know the model of TV I want. I have 2 TVs plus the one I got for Jesse in her room.
One thing is being a rich white person. The other thing is like being a person who knows deals.
Exactly. I've gotten them for more than half off.
And that is a very minority thing. Getting them on sale.
That's right.
That's why my mom loves Dillard's.
Dude, Dillard's is the shit. Yeah. You want to shout it out because it's a tech podcast. Like, type in your tech. You want a receiver? Great. You want a deal on a TV or a PlayStation? Great. Type in there and you'll get notified. It's good.
It's good. All right, y'all. Thanks for listening. So you can find both Holden and Chad at Respawn Aim Fire. That's their podcast. They regularly talk about gaming on the reg. You should check them out. They're dope as fuck. Yeah, thanks for listening. Bye!
Peace! Repetitive sedatives like
never reveteran, never remembering every degenerate. Instead, I'm forgetting and letting them litter the setting like sediment. I'm at par, mix it up with six guy, rage against machine, bitter J Rock, K Dot, switch it up, gangsta. Getting on my stage props, dealer with the beats and catch me singing like.
As always, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Tequila.
Mama call me Yeshua, running out of time with the Harry Potter headscarf. I ain't got a desk job.
For the regular listeners, I'd like to thank you for your support and ask that you please help us to continue to improve the show by heading over to our Patreon page and donating $1 a month.
Head farts, yeah, that's for all your gum smack, mud flap, scuzz bag, unwrapped sex.
By donating just $1 a month, you'll really be helping us out, and you'll get Tequila closer to hitting our goal of $30 per month.
Yeah, this is how I rap before I hit it up. Top shit, but I still respect women.
Once that goal is reached, I personally will be designing and sending each of you a Tequila branded shot glass or two to show my appreciation. So head over to patreon.com/tequila to support the show. That's Patreon, which is spelled patreon.com/tequila.
Like egregious kids suggest in front and like Jesus and elitist pimps come from Mars and bitches come from Venus. The way I see us is my strength is all your weakness. Treat them like a hedonist. Every obstacle defeated. Preach it, I'm a seed of weed.
Remember, you can submit topics for the show and interact with me and guests on the subreddit, which is found at reddit.com/r/tequila.
That's for all your joke rap. Smoke ploys. That's for all your go brag. No half, low grab.
You can follow Tequila on Twitter for the latest hot takes on tech news at TequilaCast.
Watch list, that did it. This is how I rap before I hit it. Talk shit, but I still respect women.
The Tequila theme song is Ride Out by Yeshua, which is spelled Y-S-H-W-A. You can also find him online as Vincent Augustus. Thanks, y'all.
Right out. They ain't praising my same mind. They wake up. They ain't in my punt. Right out. They ain't praising my same mind. They wake up. They ain't in my punt. Right out. They ain't praising my same mind. They wake up. They ain't in my punt. Right out. They ain't praising my.
Bye.
Have you guys seen the movie Eighth Grade?
Yes.
No, I want to.
It's really good. God. First of all, Holden, go see it right now.
I need
so
to.
Good.
I
want
to. It's so good. But she signs off every video with Gucci.
And it's like, oh, every time she says Gucci, I cringe.
Yep. And then the last time I cry.
Oh my God. That movie.
Don't tell me anything. I want to see it.
See, that's why you shouldn't live in Rhode Island.
It's good. Damn.
Terrible movie options in Rhode Island.